We ask the Lord to give give us his wisdom according to his word.
Wali wa magezi ya gali mchigambo malunji nyo.
Malunji nyo.
Wali wa magezi ya gali
mchigambo
masukuru mu.
Malunji nyo.
Asima wali wa magezi ya gali mchigambo koke unisa. Wali wa magezi ya gali mchigambo kajude ukwagala.
Malunji nyo.
Magesi ya gali mchigambo kawa edembe. Mazima wali wa magesi ya gali mchigambo kote unisa. Lakase joli ufuna edembe ufuna ukwagala. Ako kasumuru labasire kasumuru labantu kawa ukwagala. Kasumuru ranange nafuna edembe nina ukwagala.
Understand you.
Yeah.
You must understand.
era kubatora Amerika otu wakulari
Divas power
Kukusabe
otu down from you
Kawa kawa otu wakulari
Asana kama
Hallelujah
Uwange musaba mani Akani utegabu Mamani kubo yungo kukusu
Glory and honor the good Father. And we are here for your sake, King of Kings. We are here, Lord Father, above all the heavens. As Ephesians 4:6 says, you one God, the Father of all. He is above all. He passes through all. And he works in all. We wait for wisdom in the word even today. We wait for understanding in the word. We wait for your counsel. And your inspiration that in the world. And we wait for power that in the world. The spirit of mind, the mighty ones, the most minister to us came. We wait for spirit of knowledge, the spirit of the vision, the spirit of revelation, that we get the full revelation even this day. We have a fear of God, as a fear of God to head in evil. Help many depart from evil.
We have
the Spirit of the Lord.
In
the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. By the Holy Spirit, we humble under your hand. Oh, Father Almighty.
Amen.
Amen. You can take your seats.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, you have been given a back.
Praise Jesus, my children of God. How are you in our Lord Jesus Christ? Move to greet your brethren again. Wish them the best which come from God the Father, passing through the Son Jesus Christ, and those brought by the Holy Spirit, one who gets from things of the Father. Those of the Father, Lord of Christ, and He reveals to us and He gives us, as in John chapter 16, the verse 12, up to verse 15. Pray for your brethren those good things as you greet them. Prove that they have a book where they are going to write as the disciple of the Father, as the disciple of Christ, the disciple to the Holy Spirit. In Him, an epistle I minister through that's meant to be written in. Prove they have their book, that neighbor, and they have a pen, write very well. You can even test, see, and that is right. Prove they have a Bible.
Have
to fulfill Jeremiah 23,
the
verse 18. The counsel of God's words, they perceive them and they understand them and they mark them. On the other day, fulfill Jeremiah 23, verse 22. This is the sign of the counsel of God's words. They go proclaim to others. They leave their evil ways and they are evil doings and they live. Yes. Ask them if the books of the Holy Spirit spoken in Jeremiah 31-33
right
is lost in our inner man, in our hearts, even in our minds. They prove those books of the Holy Spirit, the inner man,
umutima,
the hearts,
n'obwongo,
even the minds,
ngabikomezisawo bulungi,
and they'll restore them all well.
Omwoyo mutukuvu atukirize bakolisi ekyokuyisula yakusa.
The Holy Spirit fulfills 2 Corinthians chapter 3,
erisoka pakulwa mukaga,
verse 1 up to 6.
Abafule ebbaluwa gye tuweereza,
an epistle we minister through,
ng'awandiika ebyo byonna,
as he writes all those,
ebisomesebwa mu byandiko ebyamazima,
in the scriptures of truth,
nawe mu biro byosobola okuwa abalala,
you till the other time will be able to give others.
Tukiriza temise ekyokuyisula yakubiri,
2 Timothy chapter 2.
Ebigambo bino bikwase abantu
abeesiguoeaomwoyoera
kakasanga omutima gwo guli mufo
kinonga
teguli mukuwankawanka eyo
munsi gyetuyise
wakati mukweraliikirira
n'ebizibu
ebinkakasanga endowooza yo n'okufumitiriza
your mind and thoughts and imaginations, they are in this place.
For
the word of God
is a
sign where your imaginations are. According to Hebrews 4 verse 12,
and
to him we bring our words. All things are laid bare.
And
still we'll see you are in this place.
Move
on, fill the wisdom in the words, understanding, the counsel, the power in the world, the light of knowledge,
that
field of vision and revelation, fear of God to hate evil,
and
the power help many depart from evil, all pass through Spirit of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman, and a Bible reader, Teacher Isaac Enos. We love you all in the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We base in this ministry of the full knowledge of God, again to move rich unto you, the book on God's mega last agenda on the earth. Hold it, the book about full knowledge of God in the national ministries and God's worldwide call, basing in Africa, Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Eranga tucharaba NBs.
And we still see the NBs.
Ebigambo ebyokusaka ennyo omwoyo,
words to put on special attention,
nga byansonga,
those meaningful,
era nga byankizo,
and they're a key
okuyitibwa kwa Katonda erya mawanga gonna,
in God's worldwide call,
okusinira mu Africa Uganda,
basing in Africa Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Era nga tukyalaba NB omunaana,
and we still see the NB number 8,
Katonda bwe yambikulira ekitabo ky'okujjukisa,
how God revealed me book of remembrance,
okuyita mu lugendo lw'eggulu,
through the heavenly journey,
okuyita mu lugendo lw'eggulu ata mu Bible,
through the heavenly biblical journey,
mali emyaka musanvu,
for 7 years,
mu ntambula ez'omwoyo,
in the spiritual transport,
okuli okwolesebwa,
where there is the vision,
okuli ebirooto,
where there are dreams,
okukyusibwa,
the trance or transfiguration,
Azotals, oba guita omugendo,
or call it teleportation,
Samim,
Famim,
Neurim,
and the Urim,
entambula ez'omwoyo,
the spiritual transports.
Era nga twatandika okulaba obufunze bw'olugendo lw'eggulu,
and we began to see the summary of the heavenly journey.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We
began to see the summary of the heavenly journey. We moved our journey from this planet Earth, and we moved to other 9 planets, those you cannot inhabit, and we moved to kingdom of the moon, the sun, the stars, and the clusters in the firmament of the heaven. There we saw of hell, and we saw principalities, Satan and his fallen angels, and their main base in the kingdom of the stars. We move from the kingdom of the stars, head on to the last created heaven. It is the fourth heaven, the blue heaven you see,
which
makes up the rim below. And here is where we understood that God did not create one heaven. Heavens which make the rim below, it was the last created heaven. The fourth heaven is the blue heaven you see. In the rim above, there are three three other heavens. And we began to go see those heavens. We first saw the first created heaven, the rim above. Where is the city of God? Jerusalem of heaven. The great gathering of angels and the holy ones of God. Where we saw many great things. According to Hebrews 12, verse 22 up to 23. When we move from there, we head on to the second created heaven in the rim above, where we find the four living creatures. Yes. Entered the second created heaven, the rim above, where there are four living creatures.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And there we began to see. Yes.
Point of Jesus.
Our first point, the way we ascend to enter the second created heaven, the rim above. And we saw, we move out of this planet earth, spoken in Proverbs 8 verse 31, there are three heavens meant to open up themselves.
There are
two heavens meant to open up themselves to reach into the second created heaven in the rim above.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We saw when we move out of this planet earth, the last created heaven, the fourth heaven, the blue heaven you see, makes up the rim below. What first opens up its northern door, and we reach into the first created heaven in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. As we saw in Genesis chapter 28, in the verse 12,
we saw
ladders from the door of heavens that we see, and they rest down on the earth, angels descending and ascending upon them, and they reach into the first created heaven in the rim above, where there is the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. And we saw
that
why we are in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the first created heaven, that of sapphire. As we saw Ezekiel chapter 10 verse 1, that heavens open up its northern door,
then
we enter into the second created heaven, the rim above.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then we prove Ezekiel chapter 1 verses 1, when he said, and the heavens opened,
to mean
when you move out of planet earth, the last created heaven, it is the fourth, the blue heaven you see, makes up the rim below, opens its northern door, and we reach into the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. The first created heaven, it too opens its northern door,
ascent
to reach the second created heaven,
it's
the rim above.
In
our second point, what you reach upon to see there in the second heaven, in the middle of it, they are the four living creatures.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What you reach on to see in the middle of the second created heaven, they are the four living creatures. As we saw in Ezekiel chapter 1, starting from verse 4 up to verse
6,
when he saw the clouds and the fire rolling up, out of them came the four living creatures.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Kyabadde kikulu nyekyo.
It was so important.
Era twasobodde okwetegereza ebintu bingi
mukifo ekyo. Able to look at many things in that place.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Era ntugambibwa.
And we were told.
Nti ebikulu ku bia ebirabibwa ku biramu ebina.
That the main features seen on the four living creatures.
Yenjawulo wakati w'abaserafi.
Is the difference between the seraphims.
N'ebiramu. Enjawulo.
The difference.
N'ebibifa n'enfana n'ebifananya.
And the likeness.
Baserafi zibafanaganya n'ebiramu ebina.
Those the seraphims hold with the four living creatures. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Nenga twasusu kulaba ebyo byawukanya.
We first saw there are differences.
Okusoka twarabye.
First we saw.
Nti baserafi.
That the seraphim.
Bali waguru webiramu ebina.
They are above the four living creatures.
Erimu waguru egulio.
Right above all the heavens.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Kubanga twasomye mu Isaiah sura eyo mukaga.
Because we read in Isaiah chapter 6.
Onyori soka paka orokubiri.
Verse 1 up to 2.
Ngaba serafi.
And the seraphim.
Bali eri waguru weguru.
They are right above all the heavens.
Eranga bali waguru webiramu ebina.
And they are above the four living creatures.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Kansubire twabadde fenna.
Let me hope we are together.
Ebyo nawa sobodde okubiri stinga
bwo. All those who are able list them very well.
Anajukire cho kubiri.
Who remembers the second?
Wanji. Tobulide na ku neighbor.
You've not even told the neighbor.
Baserafi bali bameka.
The seraphims.
Baserafi bali mukaga.
The seraphim they are six.
Ate ebiramu byo biri bina.
And the living creatures they are four.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ne bilala bingi bitwasobodde okunyonyoka.
Many others we are able to get explained.
Wakati waba serafi
between
ebiramu ebina.
Seraphims and the four living creatures.
Ibawukanya.
Those they hold in difference.
Ne bibafanaganya.
And those they hold in likeness.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Atituwagadde kulwawo nyao.
We didn't want to take long there.
Ne ituwagadde lero tuongereyo kulaba.
We wanted today to move on to see
ebiramu ebina.
The four living creatures.
Bibyawukanya nebifanaganya ne bakerubi.
The difference and the likeness they hold with the cherubim. Yes.
Ebiramu ebina.
The four living creatures.
Bibyawukanya nebibifanaganya ne bakerubi.
Difference and the likeness they hold with the cherubim.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Kisokerwako.
The first.
Ebiramu ebina.
The four living creatures.
Biri waguru kuba kerubi.
They are above the cherubims. Yes.
Ebiramu ebina.
The four living creatures.
Biri waguru kuba kerubi.
They are above the cherubims.
Bakerubi.
The cherubims.
Bali masikati geguru eryasoko kutondebwa.
They are in the middle of the first created heaven.
Muchibuga cha Katonda.
In the city of God.
Yerusalemu ichomu.
Jerusalem of heaven.
Bakerubi.
The cherubim.
Bali masikati geguru eryasoko kutondebwa.
They are in the middle of the first created heavens.
Masikati gechibuga cha Katonda.
In the middle of the city of God.
Yerusalemu ichomu.
Jerusalem of heaven.
Atebo ba byo ebiramu ebina.
And them the four living creatures.
Biri mu masikati geguru eryokubiri mukutondebwa.
They are in the middle of the second created heaven.
Mukirundu ekyawaguru.
In the realm above.
He.
Yes.
Injawulo nokubanga ojimanya.
That difference you must know it.
Nokubanga ojimanya
bwo njinyo. You must know it very well.
Kubanga bwayogera.
Because when he speaks.
Ayogera bwati.
He speaks like this.
Okusinda ku Ezekiel sura ya 10.
According to Ezekiel chapter 10.
Olunyiriri runo. Olisoka.
This verse 1.
Ezekiel esura ya 10 n'olunyolusoka.
Ezekiel chapter 10 verse 1.
Awonentunula eralaba mubanga eyali waguru w'omutwe gwa kerubi ne walabika waguru wawe ngejinja erya safiro ngembala eyekifananyi ekyentebe.
Then I looked and behold in the firmament that was above the head of the cherubim there appeared over them as it were a sapphire stone as the appearance of the likeness of a throne. Yes.
Bakerubi.
The cherubim.
Bali mumasikati They
are in the middle of the first created heaven, in the rim above, in the rim above, in the middle of the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. In their heaven, it's of sapphire. Again, the four living creatures, they are in the middle of the second created heaven, in the rim above, and its heaven is of crystal. Yes. Yeah. It's of crystal. Yes.
Crystal.
Yes. It's of crystals. It's not like this one here. I want you to compare well Ezekiel chapter 10 and the verse 1, which show the first created heaven in the rim above, and it's of sapphire. It's made of it, in the middle of the city of God, of heaven. It's where we find the cherubim. Again, the second created heaven, in the rim above, that of crystal, in the middle of it we find four living creatures. We are in Ezekiel chapter 1. Ezekiel chapter 1, 22,
verse 22. Ezekiel esuleshoka nolinyi lwabiri mubiri.
Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 22.
Era waguru uomutwe gwechiramu waliwo ekifananyi ekyebbanga ngebbanga eliya kulustalo owentiisa era nga kitimbibwa ku mitwe gyabyo waggulu.
And the likeness of the firmament above the heads of the living creature was as the color of awesome crystal stretched forth over their heads above.
Hey.
Yes.
Njagala nnyo.
I want most.
Okwasaganya Ezekiel sura 10 olunyo olusooka.
Connect Ezekiel chapter 10 verse 1. That above the heads of the cherubim, there is the first created heaven, which is in the color of sapphire, in the rim above. Again, Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 22. It show above the head of the four living creatures, there is that heaven called the firmament here. The second created heaven, in the rim above, and it's of crystal. Awesome crystal. Yes. That we shall get explained things of that heaven. But what I wanted you to first know, the difference between the four living creatures and the cherubims. That the cherubims, that the four living creatures, they are above the cherubims.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because
the cherubims, they are found in the first created heaven, that which is of sapphire, in the rim above,
according
to Ezekiel 10 verse 1. Again, the four living creatures, they are in the second created heaven, that which is of crystal, in the rim above. It means, according to order of heavens, one is below the other, another is above. Let me hope you've understood that well. The second, the four living creatures, each one has four heads. The four living creatures, they are four. But the cherubims, they are two. Because the third fell. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The four living creatures, they are four.
ate bakerubi bo bali babiri.
Yet the cherubims, they are two.
Bango okusatu
yagwa. Because the third one fell. And in God's plan, these cherubims were destined purpose to be two. Because they have two wings, not three. The third one was not considered and counted. God had foresaw that he will fall. For according to number of their wings, it's the number. It is their number. Yes. Yes, very clear.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The living creatures, they are four. Yet the cherubims, they are two. Because the third one fell.
What
was known as Lucifer. This one wasn't meant to be there. He wasn't counted. For a reason. That according to the number, right from the four living creatures, according to the number of their wings, it's the number of the living creatures. Even cherubim, they have two wings each. They were meant to be two.
Sure,
not three. The other one God put him there just to test him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We
read according to Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 5. And he said this.
Ezekiel chapter 1,
verse 5.
Era mugo wakati ne muva ekifaananyi ekyebiramu bina n'embala yaabyo yali bweti byali n'ekifaananyi eky'omuntu.
Also, out of its midst came the likeness of four living creatures, and this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man. Yes. The living creatures, they are four.
Ate bakerubi tugambe bali
babiri. The cherubim, we said they are two. Just as Prophet Moses first saw them before, seeing things of heaven. According to Hebrews chapter
8,
and verse
5,
and he says this.
Hebrews chapter 8,
verse
5.
Hebrews chapter 8, verse 5.
Abaweereza ab'ekifaananyi n'ekisiikirize eky'ebyo eby'omu ggulu, nga Musa bwe yabuulirwa Katonda, bwe yali ng'agenda okukola eweema, kubanga ayogera nti, tolemanga kukola byonna ng'ekyokulabirako bwe kiri kye walagibwa ku lusozi.
Who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, saith he, that you make all things according to the pattern showed to you in the mount. Yes. According to Hebrews 8 verse 5. Prophet Moses saw things of heaven.
And
when he saw the cherubim, he saw two of them. Commanded to make images like his, those he has seen. Showed him in the heavens. On the issues of the cherubims also. According to Exodus 25,
in
the verse 18, he says like this. Exodus chapter 25, verse 18.
Era olikola bakerubi babiri abazabu muzabu nti muzabu empese muri bakola kunsonda biri ezentebe ezokusasira.
And you shall make two cherubim of gold. Of hammered work shall you make them on the two ends of the mercy seat. Yes.
Nabi Musa.
Prophet Moses. He saw things of heaven. Hebrews
8
verse
5.
When he saw according to Exodus chapter
25,
verse 18, he saw two cherubim.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
These two cherubim, they are same still spoken of in Genesis. In Genesis chapter 3. Yes. It means what he saw. That which was there right from Genesis. These two cherubim, the third he had already fallen. Yes. The two cherubim. And he spoke like this. Genesis chapter 3, verse
24.
Genesis chapter 3, verse 24.
Bwatyo nagoba omuntu nazamu ebuvanjuba mu lusuku Edeni bakerubi era n'ekitala ekimyansa.
So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubim and a flaming sword, which turned every way to guard the way of the tree of life. Yes.
Nabi Musa,
Prophet Moses,
the
things of heaven he saw about cherubim. According to Hebrews 8, verse 5. When you connect Exodus 25 verse 18, he saw two cherubim. Both cherubim he saw, they are both in Genesis chapter 3, verse 24. Put to the way to the tree of life. Yes, to the tree of life. That in the garden.
Means
even the things of heaven. Even the with the tree of life, it must be up in heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But not him alone. We are told already by Prophet Ezekiel himself. In Ezekiel chapter 10, in verse 1 and
2,
that you're not going to read it again, but write down that scripture. And indeed, the cherubim, when he saw again, he saw two of them. Yes, they are two.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the one who was third is one who fell, known as Lucifer.
And
Prophet Ezekiel himself, he saw the third cherubim who fell. Sure. He is the one also who saw this third one. And he explained us.
Ezekiel
chapter 28.
Katuite mubwangoro obutamala budde bungi. Ezekiel 28 olunyiriri lwa 13.
Ezekiel 28 verse 13.
Ezekiel 28 n'olunyiriri 13.
Ezekiel chapter 28 verse 13.
Walimu adeni olusuku lwa Katonda buli jinja ly'omwendo omungi lyabanga lya kubikkako sadio topazi Nalimansi, Berulo, Sokamo, Neyasepi, Safiro, Ejinjeria Nawandagala, Nekabunkulo, Nezabu, Eminimweje Vitasavio, Nejenderezo, Jari Mugwe, Jategekewa, Okupakurunaku, Watondera.
You have been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering, the sardius, topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, the carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of your timbrels and of your pipes was prepared in you the day that you were created. Verse 14.
Wali kerubi eyafukibwako amafuta abikkako. Era nze nakusimba n'okubeera n'obeera ku lusozi lwa Katonda olutukuvu. Watambula Eluyi n'eluyi wakati mayinja ag'omuliro.
You are the anointed cherub that covers, and I have set you so. You were upon the holy mountain of God. You have walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire.
Olinyo 15.
Verse 15.
Walingo otukiridde mu makubo go okuva ku lunaku kwe watonderwa okutuusa obutali butuukirivu bwe bwalabika mu ggwe.
You were perfect in your ways from the day that you were created until iniquity was found in you.
Hey.
Yes.
Yali kerubi wokusatu.
He was the third cherubim.
Ezekiel ni sura abiri musanvu.
Ezekiel
abiri munana.
The chapter 28, verse 13.
Olwekumesatu gambi.
Verse 13 say.
Ndi yaliko mulusuku Eden.
He was in the garden of Eden. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 up to 6, is where deceived man. That one we understand him is Satan himself. He would deceived man. You connect Revelation 12 verse 7 up to 10. Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 to 6, and Revelation chapter 12, verse 7 up to 10. Those we are not going to read them. But they say he was a cherubim who covered. Yes. And he was an anointed cherubim that covers. Yes. Was indeed a cherub until iniquity appeared in him. What iniquity? We read them. But Ezekiel 27, 28, verse 1 up to 3, he wanted to become God. Yes. Ezekiel 28 verse 1 to 3. This third cherubim, Satan, Satan the devil, he wanted to become God. And in Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 14, the verse 12, up to verse 15. They show he wanted to become God, that's Lucifer. When he wanted to become God, he was chased from being a cherubim. He was chased from being a cherubim. Means no more counted and taken as being a cherubim. Ezekiel 28 verse 16. Let's read it.
Ezekiel chapter 28,
verse 16.
Bakujuza wakati echejo, olorufuruberu wakusubula ko, noyo noona, chefude nkusula ngankuja kulusozi lwa Katonda, ngankula ngobono nefu, edanku zikiriza, ai kelubi abikako, okuva wakati umainja gomuliro.
By the multitude of your trade, they have filled the midst of you with violence. And you have sinned, therefore I will cast you as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy you, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. He was chased. He was no more counted among the cherub. That's why I've told you in this point that the living creatures they are four, the cherubim they are two. Because the third one fell, he is Lucifer, known as Satan the devil.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me hope you move, get that difference. That difference you've gotten it very well. The third difference, the four living creatures, each one has four heads.
Yet,
the cherubim, each one has one head. Yes. The four living creatures, each one has four heads. Yet the cherubim, each one has one head. Yes. Just as we saw Ezekiel chapter
1,
in the verse 10, and he says this. Ezekiel chapter 1, verse
10. Chogwenyi bwabyo byalina obwenyi bw'omuntu era ebyo byalina obwenyi bw'empologoma kulubirizi olwa ddyo era ebyo bina byalina obwenyi bw'ente kulubirizi olwa kkono era ebyo bina byalina obwenyi bw'empungu.
As for the likeness of their faces, the four had the face of a man, and the face of a lion on the right side, and the four had the face of a calf. On the left side, the four also had the face of an eagle. Yes. The four living creatures, they have four heads, each one of them. Where is the head of a man? Or face of a man?
Where
is the head of a face of a lion? Where is the head of face of a calf? And where is the head of face of an eagle? But them the cherubim, they have a head of a cherubim, not of a man. It's of a cherubim. The head of a cherubim. It's of gold. Okay. It is golden. It is of gold. That of glass. Transparent. Gold shine like mirror. Yes. Don't, I don't want to be confused of it. And you reach there, you say, the cherubim have heads like of men. Not. Head of a cherubim, they are of a cherub. Yes. Let's read Ezekiel 10 verse 14.
Ezekiel esula ya 10 n'olinyirwa 14.
Ezekiel chapter 10 verse 14.
Era buli omu yalina obwenyi buna. Obwenyi obw'olubereberye gwali bwenyi bwa kerubi. N'obwenyi obw'okubiri gwali bwenyi bwa muntu. N'obwenyi obw'okusatu bwenyi bwa mpologoma. N'obw'okuna bwenyi bwa mpungu.
And everyone had four faces. The first face was the face of a cherub. And the second face was the face of a man, and the third face of a lion, and the fourth, the face of an eagle. That's what you read in Ezekiel chapter 10, the verse 14. It's your foreheads. Those who are going to see the wheels of the cherubim. Yes. They are in the wheels of the cherub. But there's no that of a calf. But they say, well, it would have been head of a calf. There is a face of a cherub. A cherub stands like this. Rap, here he has a head. That of the cherub. It's of gold, not of humans. Not. Now in the wheels, we shall see the wheels of the cherub. Right there, there are four heads. But they differ with those of the four living creatures. The others are on the top of the cherub. They are on the top of the living creatures. But these heads are in the wheels of the cherub. Here the cherub stands. He has a head of the cherub. Right there are wheels he stands on. Those wheels, in them there are four heads. They are not like the heads of the four living creatures. One of them is the head of the cherub. He holds on the heads. It's even in the wheels. Sure.
Yes.
There you've understood it. You know, right here, we say the second heaven. It's only mysteries and nothing you find all just like that. Not. That's why always we've been stopping and going backwards. In the first created heaven, in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, we don't enter the second heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we still see
the difference and the likeness between four living creatures and the cherub. We first saw that the four living creatures, they are above the cherubims. The second, we saw that the living creatures, they are four. And the kelubi are two. Now the third, we
say
that the living creatures, each one has four heads. Yet them, the kelub, each one has one head. We say the head of the kelub, it's a head of the kelub. It's not of man that you find the kelub and having a head of a man. No. His head is of gold. As Prophet Moses first made in the Exodus. In Exodus 25 verse 18. Let's go back, we see. Exodus chapter 25 verse
18. Era olikola babiri
and you shall make two kelubim of gold. Of hammered work shall you make them on the two ends of the mercy seat. Yes. There are of gold, the faces. Gold shining. That which is like mirror. You see, the kelubim is beautiful.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The fourth. The living creatures, they have four wings, even four hands. The kelubims have two wings and two hands. Yes. Have you understood me well? The living creatures, they have four wings and four hands, and them, the kelubim, they have two wings and two hands. Yes. Are we together? Let's read Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 8.
Ezekiel chapter 1 verse
8.
Era byalina emikono ng'egy'omuntu wansi w'ebiwaawaatiro byabyo ku mbirizi zaabyo ennya. Era ebyo byali nti era ebyo ebina byalina obwenyi bwabyo n'ebiwaawaatiro byabyo bwe biti.
And they had the hands of a man under their wings on their four sides, and the four had their faces and their wings. Yes. They had hands. They are like human hands. The four living creatures. Four wings. And four hands. Then the kelubim. Two wings. And two hands. Yes. Are we together there? Let's read in Ezekiel 10 as we see. We are in Ezekiel 10. Let's come from verse 5.
Ezekiel
chapter 10, verse 5.
No kuuma kwebiwa watiro bya kelubi ne kuuliro kutuka mu lujja olw'ebweru. Ng'eddoboozi lya Katonda.
And the sound of the kelubim's wings was heard even to the outer court, as the voice of the Almighty God when He speaks. Verse
6. Ngayogera nti, jomulira wakati w'abannamuziga abeetoolola abawulukuka wakati w'abakerubi.
And it came to pass that when he commanded the man clothed with linen, saying, take fire from between the wheels, from between the kelubim, that he went in and stood beside the wheels. Verse 7.
ng'ayima wakati waba kelubi. Eri omuliro ogwali wakati waba kelubi n'atwalako. N'aguteeka mu mikono gy'oyo ayambadde bafuta oyo. N'agutola n'afuluma.
And one kelub stretched forth his hand from between the kelubim and unto the fire that was between the kelubim and took some of it and put it into the hands of him that was clothed with linen, who took it and went out. Verse 8.
Awo ne walabika mu bakelubi embala ey'omukono gw'omuntu wansi w'ebiwaawaatiro byabwe.
And there appeared in the kelubim the form of a man's hand under their wings.
Hey.
Yes.
Usina ku Ezekiel 10.
According to Ezekiel chapter 10, verse 5 up to 8. Till the wings of the kelubim, they are a hand as of a human. Though the kelubims are so highly elevated up there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But as we were told in the First Kings chapter 6 verse 23 up to 25, the kelubim have two wings
and
they have two hands to differ from the four living creatures. First Kings chapter 6, you write it there. Verse 23 to 25. See how they made their wings.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
You
see how they made their wings. We are on the 5th point. The 5th point. Yes. We've gone to the 5th point. Yes. The four living creatures.
Bisingako 1.5 kubakerubi obunene.
They are bigger in size, height, and breadth. It's 1.5 than the kelubim. Yes. The four living creatures.
Bisingako bakerubi 1.5.
They are bigger than the kelubim 1.5.
Mubuwanvu.
In height.
Mubunene.
In breadth.
Mubugazine mbugurumivu.
Length and height. Yes. And as we saw the seraphim, the seraphim
too are bigger
1.5 than the four living creatures. Yes. Those who didn't count well, you know that. That as the four living creatures, how they are bigger than the kelubim 1.5. In height, in breadth, length and depth. Even the seraphim are in the same way on the four living creatures. They are bigger than them 1.5. Sure.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But the issue comes on their wings. The four living creatures have four wings. And the kelubim, they have two wings. Yes. That we are not going to read it again. Those who have come reading them. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What are you moving on to? The four living creatures. They have two feet.
Okay.
We've gone to their likeness. We've gone to the likeness. The things four living creatures have alike with the kelubims. Yes. The four living creatures have two feet. And the kelubims have two feet. Yes. Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 7.
N'ebigere byabyo byali bigere bigolokofu. Ne munda w'ebigere byabyo nga mufaanana munda w'ekigere ekyennyana. Era nga bitangala ejja ng'ebbala ery'ekikomo ekizigule.
And their feet were straight feet, and the sole of their feet was like the sole of a calf's foot, and they sparkled like the color of burnished bronze. Yes. They have two feet upon which they stand. The four living creatures, even cherubims, are like that. According to Ezekiel 10 verse 3. Ezekiel chapter 10 verse 3.
Era bakerubi bali bayimiridde ku luyi olw'ennyumba olwa ddyo. Omusajja bwe yayingira, ekire ne kijjuza oluggya olw'omunda.
Now the cherubim stood on the right side of the house when the man went in, and cloud filled the inner court.
Hey.
Yes.
Bakerubi nabo bayimirira ku bigere bibiri.
Help him to stand on two feet.
Ebiramu ebina.
They just as the four living creatures.
Ebiramu ebina.
The four living creatures.
Ekyokubiri kye bafaanaganya.
The second thing they have alike.
Ebiramu ebina.
The four living creatures.
Berina amagari.
They have wheels.
Berina amagari.
They have wheels.
Buri kimu egari limu.
They have wheels. Yes. Here there's something different. There is a difference. And there is a likeness at the same time in the wheels.
We
are going to see two things. The four living creatures, they have wheels. Even cherubims, they have wheels. That's it. A likeness they hold.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
Yes. They all have wheels. Right below their feet.
Hey.
They stand upon those wheels.
Hey.
They don't stand on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
No. Going back to Ezekiel chapter 1. We've gone back to Ezekiel chapter 1. We are on verse
15.
Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 15.
Awo bwe nalinga ntunuulira ebiramu ebyo, laba, namuziga ku ttaka ku mabbali g'ebiramu nti buli bwenyi ku bwenyi bwabyo buna, namuziga omu.
Now, as I beheld the living creatures, behold, a wheel upon the earth, besides the living creatures, with its four faces.
Hey.
Yes.
Yalaba,
he saw four living creatures, they have wheels.
We wow.
Yes.
Ate neba kerubi.
Yet even the cherubim,
nabo barina amagari.
Them to have wheels.
Hey. Barina yes. Amagari.
They have wheels.
Ezekiel sura tulimu ya kumi.
We are in Ezekiel chapter 10
and
verse 9.
Ezekiel sura ya kumi nolinyirwa mwenda.
Ezekiel chapter 10 verse 9.
Awone ntunula iralava. But namusiga bana abali kumabali gaba kerubi. Namusiga omu ngali kumabali ga kerubi omu. Nenamusiga omulala ngali kumabali ga kerubi omulala. Nge mbala eyaba namusiga. Nti.
And when I looked, behold the four wheels by the cherubim, one wheel by one cherub, and another wheel by another cherub, and the appearance of wheels was as the color of a beryl stone.
Hey.
Yes. They all have those wheels. They have those wheels. The other that all their wheels, in them their eyes.
amagari gabwe gonna.
All their wheels.
Garimu amaso.
In them there are eyes.
Amagari agebira mwebina.
The wheels of the four living creatures.
Garimu amaso.
In them there are eyes.
Na amagari agaba kerubim.
Even wheels of the cherubim.
Nago garimu amaso.
Them to hold eyes in them.
Yes.
These you have to know them. I do not want you to be confused when you read the Bible. Say, what is this I am into? I saw this, I saw the other. They have things they have alike. The wheels of four living creatures, in them are eyes. And the wheels of the cherubim, them to hold eyes. Yes. We are in Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 18.
Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 18.
Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 18.
Owe kurungirifu wawe, bwali buwanfu, era buwantisa. Era abo bonna, bali na owe kurungirifu wawe, ngabujuda amaso enjuyi zonna.
As for their rims, they were so high that they were awesome, and their rims were full of eyes round about the four of them. Yes.
Magari ngagari muchi.
Wheels in them, there are eyes. Yes. See those eyes, what are they for? And read, they are in the rims. Now those eyes are of the Holy Spirit, who is inside those wheels. Yes. Who is within those wheels. Go back
to
Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 21. Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 21.
Ebyo bwe byatambulanga, ne bano batambulanga, era ebyo bwe byayimiriranga, ne bano bayimiriranga, era ebyo bwe byasitulibwanga okuva ku ttaka, bannamusiga basitulibwanga ku mabbali gaabyo, kubanga omwoyo gw'ekiramu gwali mu bannamusiga.
When those went, these went, and when those stood, these stood, and when those were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up along with them, for the spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels. Yes. Those eyes you see in the wheels, they are eyes of the Holy Spirit.
It
moving those living creatures very well. But to make wheels like those is not easy. As if you made tires of car, and in them is a camera.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So,
those two are great before God. We still see all these works of his hands. Yes. These are works of his hands.
Amen.
The works of his hands. They are so great indeed. Don't see eyes in the wheels of the cherub. Yes.
Ezekiel 10:12.
Ezekiel 10, verse 12.
No mubiri gwawe gonna namabega gawe. Nti no mubiri gwawe gonna namabega gawe. Nemikono gyabwe, nebiwawatiro byabwe, nebannamuziga, byali bijjudde amaaso enjuyi zonna. Bannamuziga abo abana bebaalina.
And their whole body, and their backs, and their hands, and their wings, and the wheels were full of eyes, round about, even the wheels that the four had. Yes. Wheels of the cherubs to hold eyes in them. Now, this is the difference between the wheels of four living creatures and the wheels of the cherubim. Yes. Right in the wheels, they have a difference there. Yes. These are the differences. The difference between wheels of all living creatures and the wheels of the cherubim. The first, the wheels of the four living creatures, they do not have wings and they do not have hands. But the wheels of the cherubim, they have four wings and the four hands. Yes, the wheels. Wow. I've told you this, the difference between the wheels of the four living creatures and the wheels of the cherubim. The first, the wheels of four living creatures, they do not have wings and they do not have hands. But the wheels of the cherubim, they have four wings and four hands. Right in the wheels. Are we together? Are you with me, brethren? You first ask the neighbor, have you understood this thing well? What is that one saying? Expect to release those images very well. Even though we have those, we can at least show you something. In the entire world, it may be hard for you to discover difference of these things. I have images I've drawn with my hands. They may not be having them there. But they showed well these wheels of the cherubim and the four wings with the four hands within the wheels. Yes. Going back to Ezekiel 10 verse 9. Here, don't blink. Read slowly with carefulness one verse per another.
Ezekiel chapter 10 verse
9. Awone
ntunula era laba bannamuziga bana nga bali ku mabbali gaba kerubi.
And when I looked, behold, the four wheels by the cherubim.
Ezekiel 10 verse
9.
Banamusiga bana ngabali kumabali gaba kerubi.
One wheel by one cherub.
Namusiga omu ngali kumabali ga kerubi omu.
Another wheel by another cherub.
Nenamusiga omulala. Ngali kumabali ga kerubi omulala.
And the appearance of the wheels was as the color of beryl stone. They have wheels very well. When the kerub is standing, here there is a wheel. Even here. Another day is there, even there. They have
pipes
join up those wheels. They step in the middle of them. They don't step on the sides, but in the middle of these pipes. Yes. Now those wheels, they are ones with four wings and four hands.
Let's move,
read verse 12.
Ezekiel 10:12.
Ezekiel 10:12.
N'omubiri gwabwe gwonna n'amabega gaabwe n'emikono gyabwe n'ebiwawatiro byabwe ne bannamuziga byali bijjudde amaaso enjuyi zonna bannamuziga abo abana be baalina.
And their whole body and their backs and their hands and their wings and the wheels were full of eyes round about, even the wheels that the four had.
Hey.
Yes.
Wheels is I never watched.
The wheels,
I never mikono.
They had hands.
As in a never watched.
And they had wings.
Hey.
Okay.
Amagari, gaba kerubi.
The wheels of the kerubi.
Gaine mikono.
They have hands and they have wings. That should not confuse you.
Well,
if it will confuse you,
do a correction of verse 15.
Correction,
you're
going to do right now the correction of verse
15.
Let's read we here.
Ezekiel chapter
10, verse
15. Bali nyawaguru. Echo chechiramu chenalabida. Kumabali gomo gake bali.
And the cherubim were lifted up. This is the living creature that I saw by the river of Chebar. Yes. Is it the living creature?
Those
are the wheels of the cherubim.
Okay.
If you call it the living creature, then we've gone back to four living creatures. But when they call it the living creature, they'll not say it four living creatures. The other say four living creatures. But this is a living creature. Okay. You might say, this is the living creature of the wheels of the cherubim that I saw. It's the same with verse 20. That which caused confusion. But people forgot that here they have not written for living creatures. But it speaks that is the living creature. He was to finish, this is the living creature of the four wheels of the
cherubim
that I saw on the river Cheba. Have you seen? It's the same verse. Verse 20.
Ezekiel esula ya kumi nolinyirwa abiri.
Ezekiel 10 verse 20.
Nti echo. Chechiramu chenalaba wansi wa Katonda wa Isirayiri. Kumabali gomu gakebali. Ne nti. Ne manya nga beba kelubi.
This is the living creature that I saw under the goat of Israel by the river of Cheba. And I knew that they were the cherubim. Yes.
Ezekiel
10 verse 15. He
said, and the cherubim were lifted up.
This
is the living creature that I saw by the river Kebali.
Chino chechiramu chenalaba kumuga Kebali. We've corrected said,
this is the living creature of the wheels of the cherubim.
Chino chechiramu echemagali gava cherubi
that I saw by the river Kebali.
Chenalava kumuga Kebali.
Here
you can understand if you connect with verse 20.
This is the living creature that I saw and the God of
Israel
by the river
Kebali.
And I knew that they were the cherubim.
Nemanya nti bano be bali ba cherubim.
Nemanya nti
be bila mwebina. Yes, that it did say that underneath these are the four living creatures.
Ah.
No. I wanted you live today when you've understood this Ezekiel. And no more confuse you.
ekyenjawulo ekirala
the other difference
amagaali g'ebiramu ebina
the wheels of the four living creatures
tegaliye mu mitwe
in them there are no heads
naye ate amagaali g'abakerubi
yet the wheels of the cherubim
galimu emitwe ena
in them there are four heads
okwawukana n'emitwe gy'ebiramu ebina
to differ from the heads of the four living creatures yes
amagaali g'ebiramu ebina
the wheels of the four living creatures
temuliimu mitwe
in them there are no heads
naye amagaali g'abakerubi
but the wheels of the cherubim
galimu emitwe ena
in them are four heads
ejawukana n'emitwe gy'ebiramu ebina
which differ from the heads of the four living creatures
kitegeeza kino kisigasi kyekiramu kiri
this remains not the other living creature
kubanga emitwe giri mu magaali g'abakerubi
but the wheels of the cherubim
yawukana n'emitwe gy'ebiramu ebina
they differ from the heads of the four living creatures sure
shumba tukyategeeragana
we are together yes
hallelujah
hallelujah
amen emitwe ejiri mu magaali g'abakerubi
the heads in the wheels of the cherubim
kuliko mutwe gwa kerubi
on them is the head of the cherub
kuliko mutwe gwa kerubi
on them is the head of the cherub
kuliko mutwe gwa omutwe oba face ya kerubi
on them is the head of face of a cherub
omutwe oba face y'omuntu
the head of face of a man
omutwe oba face y'emporogoma
the head of face of a lion
n'omutwe oba face ya eagle
and the head of face of an eagle
katusome Ezekiel sura ya 10 ole 13 ole 14
read Ezekiel chapter 10 verse 13 and 14
Ezekiel sura ya 10 n'olinyore 13
Ezekiel chapter 10 verse 13
bannamuziga babayita nga nze mpulira bannamuziga abeetolola abawulukuka
as for the wheels it was cried unto them in my hearing O wheels
olinyore 14
verse 14
era buli omu yalina obwenyi buna obwenyi obw'olubereberye gwali bwenyi bwa kerubi n'obwenyi bw'owokubiri gwali bwenyi bwa muntu n'obwenyi obw'okusatu bwenyi bwa mpologoma n'obw'okuna bwenyi bwa mpungu
and everyone had four faces the first face was the face of a cherub and the second face was the face of a man and the third face of a lion and the fourth the face of an eagle yes
amagaali g'abakerubi
the wheels of the cherubim
galimu emitwe ena
in them there are four heads
Ezekiel ne sura ya 10
that is Ezekiel chapter 10 verse 13 and 14
mutwe oba face esuka
the head of the first face
gwa kerubi
it's of the cherub
omutwe oba face yokubiri
the head of the second face
ogwo muntu
it's of man
omutwe oba face eyemporogoma
the head or the third face it's of a lion
mutwe ogwokuna
the fourth head
oba face
or face it's of an eagle yes
okwawukana ko n'emitwe egy'ebiramu
ebina to differ from heads of the four living creatures
wange emitwe egy'ebiramu ebina
for heads of the four living creatures
kuliko omutwe ogw'omuntu
there is the head of a man
kuliko omutwe oba face y'omuntu
there is a head of face of a man
kuliko omutwe oba face eyemporogoma
there is a head of face of a lion
ne kubera ko omutwe oba face eyakayana
and there is head of face of a calf
nogwakayana ate kuba kerubi teguli
this of the calf head is not on the cherubim's wheels no
then omutwe ogwo kuna kubiramu
then the fourth head of the living creatures it's of the eagle yes
kitegeeza ki
it means what
kasooka situddeyo ko katono osoma Ezekiel eyo
let us go briefly read that Ezekiel
Ezekiel sura esooka nyore 10
Ezekiel 1 verse 10
Ezekiel sura esooka n'olunyirwa 10
Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 10
ekifaananyi ky'obwenyi bwabyo byalina obwenyi bw'omuntu era ebyo ebina byalina obwenyi bw'empologoma ku lubiriizi olwa ddyo, era ebyo bina byalina obwenyi bw'ente ku lubiriizi olwa kkono, era ebyo ebina byalina obwenyi bw'empungu.
As for the likeness of their faces, the four had the face of a man, and the face of a lion, and on the right side, and the four had the face of a calf on the left side, and the four also had the face of an eagle.
Hey.
Yes. Yes, the difference is clear here.
Hey.
Yes.
Amagari gaba kerubim.
The wheels of the cherubim. In them are four heads. The head of a cherub, the head of man, the head of a lion, and of an eagle. And these differ with those of the four living creatures. For the four living creatures, they have a head of a man, head of a lion, head of a calf, and the head of an eagle. Sure. Why are they like that? Very interesting. Why are they like that? Why is it that four living creatures, they have foreheads? And why? The wheels of the
cherub,
in them are four heads. We want to give you a reason. Why? Why is it that four living creatures have foreheads? And the wheels of the cherubim, they have foreheads. Even though they differ a little. Spirits of all creations, when they are gotten from four living creatures, they are put in the wheels of the cherub. In these heads within the wheels, the angel who picks spirits, and they are brought on this earth, be given different bodies. That's where he enters to get those spirits from there. Right there, we have headed to another point. Headed onto another point. Why?
The
four living creatures have four heads. And also the wheels of the cherubim. In there are four heads. Even though they differ with only one head. Yes. The spirit of all creations, given bodies in different seasons, when they are gotten from the foreheads of four living creatures in the second heaven of creation at the rim above, the Holy Spirit pushed them into the wheels and the heads which are in the wheels of the cherubim. Right there, Angel Raphael of the times and seasons, Angel of measurements, where he picks them within the baskets.
In
spiritual baskets, not these physical ones. And he picks them in the midst of the cherubim within their wheels in each season. But that's another heading. And it's not what comes next here. Yes. It's not the next point here. It's to come later.
We are
going to first go to the third point. The great mountains of brass. Two great mountains of brass. This is the third point. The third point.
Brush.
Two great mountains of brass.
Umakati
in the central of the second created heaven. One mountain is the Father. The second is the mother. Who birthed all mountains of brass, copper, and zinc. Those filled in the second created heaven. These mountains are called of brass. For a reason, out of them comes voices of music and instruments. They sing. Out of them come all voices of instruments. They sing, they call brass in music. It is sinking. And
as
mountains sink, the living creature, the answer, he is holy. As mountains flow, milk of the word of God and the honey of the fragrance of knowledge. We welcome you tomorrow. We see those mountains. In the central of the second created heaven. One mountain is called Mother and another Father. In birthing mountains of brass. Filled with copper and zinc. Those in which they prepared music. All voices and instruments. How is they sing? They play instruments. Milk of the world flow from both mountains.
Milk
of the honey of fragrance of knowledge. It flows. The four living creatures, as they say, holy, they are like second soloists in that music. What is in this second heavens? It's amazing. I welcome you tomorrow. We first see those mountains, the two great mountains of brass. They are found in the central. One is Father, another is Mother. They birth mountains and other mountains filled in that heaven. But they are prepared musical instruments prepared very well in releasing all types of instruments. Voices of singing all type. Milk of the word of God flows as we drink. The honey of fragrance of knowledge, as it flows, the sinking is right there. As the four living creatures are barking, holy, holy, holy. What is in the second created heaven? It's extremely. Don't hear in the kelvins are musical instruments, but tones made instruments in there. Surprise the gotten from the second heaven.
Come on,
God bless you. We meet tomorrow.
Amen.
Amen.